Have you ever had a computer problem and you had some computer guy or tech support on the phone and you just couldn't get him to understand what was going on? Well, Windows 7 and 8 now have the ability for you to record your screen and send it to someone, and I'll show you how to do that. Plus, I'll tell you where I've been for the past 2 weeks.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Hello, fellow computer user. You're listening to The Computer Tutor Podcast. I'm Scott Johnson, and I'm here to help you with your computer. I've been doing computer repair and personal computer instruction since 1999. So whatever kind of computer-related help you need, hey, I'm your guy. You can email me at pctutor@gmail.com or contact me through my website, and you can get all the full details for today's show at computertutorflorida.com/053. So let's get started. You know, it's frustrating enough when your computer is not working right. You need it to work, and it's just not doing its job. Maybe it's a virus or a bunch of pop-up ads or an error message that keeps coming back or whatever. But what's worse is when you're trying to tell your computer repair person what's going on, and you just can't explain it properly. Now, I happen to know this situation very well because I am the computer repair guy that's trying to figure out what's happening. You have to remember, in a case like this, you are the eyes and ears for the repair person. So whatever you say is happening, I have to take it literally. And here's an example. Client calls me up and says this: my computer won't do anything. Now, if I hear that, I'm picturing the client pushing the power button and getting no response at all. No lights, no fans, no sounds, a completely black, blank screen. But in many cases, that's not what is actually happening. So I usually ask, what do you see on the screen? And the response might be, well, I'm trying to reply to an email in Outlook and it won't let me. Now, what does this tell me? Well, the computer is far from quote unquote not doing anything. It powers on, it loads Windows, it opens Outlook. Those are a few things that are at least still working. And we've narrowed it down to probably a problem with Outlook, although there are actually a few possibilities. What I've found in my years of doing computer repair is that there actually are three potential scenarios. The first is the way the client is describing it. The second is the way I'm interpreting the client's description. And the third is what's actually happening. And those three things might all be very different. For a long time, it's been said that a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, that's very true in this type of situation. If the client could just send me a picture or even a series of pictures of what is happening on the screen, I'd have a much better idea of how to fix it. Now, that's actually possible. And it's a feature that's built into Windows 7 and Windows 8. If you're still using Windows XP or Vista, yeah, you're going to need to use third-party software to do this. The Windows application that does this is called Problem Steps Recorder, or abbreviated PSR. To get to it in Windows 7, just click the Microsoft logo in the bottom left corner, and in the search field, type the letters PSR. Then at the top of the start menu, click on PSR.exe. If you use Windows 8, move your cursor to the top right corner of the screen to make the charms bar appear on that right side. Then click on the search icon and type PSR, and then click on Steps Recorder. Now, using the program is pretty simple. When it runs, you'll see a button that says Start Record. When you click that, it might seem like nothing has happened, but it's actually recording what you do from that moment on. So just go through the process of whatever's bringing up the problem or the error message that's coming up, and after you've demonstrated the issue, click on the button that says Stop Record. So it's pretty easy. At that point, if you're using Windows 7, a new window will pop up and ask you to save the recording that you just made. Just save it to your computer and make sure you remember where you saved it so that you can get back to it. Then just attach that file to an email and send it to me or to whoever you want to see it. Now, if you're using Windows 8, the stop record button will bring up a new window that displays all of the consecutive screenshots of your recording, as well as a list of the individual steps that you took during the process. At the top of that window, there's a button to save it, then just attach it to an email. Now, one important thing to note, you might see an option that says you can click to send the recorded file by email, just by clicking a button. But this only works if you use an actual email application, such as Outlook, or Windows Live Mail, or Thunderbird, or one of those email programs. If you get your mail by going to a website, such as Gmail, or Yahoo, or Hotmail, you can't just click the button to send the file by mail. You need to compose the email first and then attach the file to it. Okay, so what if you are still using Windows XP or Vista? Well, the real solution is to upgrade to Windows 7 because that's going to solve a lot of problems for you anyway. But short of that, there are some third-party programs that can record your screen for you. One of these is called Screen Recorder. That's all one word. I have a link to it at my website at computertutorflorida.com/053. However, I have not used that program, so I can't tell you how good or bad it is, but if you try it out, let me know what you think of it. And there are other more full-featured programs that are designed to record your screen, such as the most popular one is called Camtasia, and there are a few others, and some of them are free, but a lot of them are kind of expensive. Camtasia is fairly expensive. Because they're designed for people that use them for business and for making presentations, rather than just error reporting for tech support. And one final note on this, the best way for me to see your screen is through my remote support service. You can get all the details on that at computertutorflorida.com/remote. Right now, I have about 200 clients that use that service, and what happens is you and I are talking on the phone, and when you read me a 4-digit password that appears on your screen, that is what enables me to log in so that we're both looking at your screen. Then you can just sit back and watch me fix the problem right then and there. Now, here's something you probably don't realize. The previous two episodes of this podcast, that's episode 051 about Rabbit TV and 052 about signing out of your Gmail account remotely, those two episodes were pre-recorded and pre-scheduled to publish on their appropriate dates because I've been in Ecuador for the past 2 weeks. We visit Ecuador sometimes. That's actually our third trip there, and we go to the city of Cuenca, C-U-E-N-C-A. Why Ecuador, you might be asking? Well, several years ago, we hosted a couple of exchange students from there for an entire school year. And it was a great experience, and they became just like family to us. So we went there to attend their weddings, and now we're going back to see the new babies and visit with everyone again. So, and this time we had another reason to go. For the past 4 years or so, we have sponsored a child in Ecuador through a great organization called Children International. The city that he's in is about a 3-hour drive from Cuenca. So until now, we had not actually met our sponsored child, who is an 11-year-old boy named Luis, L-U-I-S. This time, knowing our flight was going to be in and out of Guayaquil, which is the city that he lives in, we deliberately set aside a day at the end of our trip to meet Luis and his family. And what a great experience that was. I could probably do a whole podcast on that. But if you and I are friends on Facebook, you've probably seen some of the pictures already. And if you have questions about that, let me know. I'm happy to talk about it. You can email me at pctutor@gmail.com or just leave me a message on my podcast voicemail line at 727-386-9468. Anyway, that's what I've been up to for the past couple of weeks. Now it's time to get back to work, and I'm still trying to get caught up. And I'll see you back here next Monday morning with another computer tip.
Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening and have a great week. God bless.